Chapter 26, Robbing God of Rightful Service. There are men in the ranks of Sabbath keepers who are holding fast their earthly treasure. It is their God, their idol, and they love their money, their farms, their cattle, and their merchandise better than they love their Savior, who for their sakes became poor, that they, through his poverty, might be made rich. They exalt their earthly treasures, considering them of greater value than the souls of men. Will such have the well done spoken to them? No, never. The irrevocable sentence, "Depart," will fall upon their startled senses. Christ has no use for them. They have been slothful servants, hoarding the means God has given them, while their fellow men have perished in darkness and error. My soul feels to the very depths on this point. Will the men of means sleep on until it is too late? Until God shall reject them and their treasures, saying, "Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you." What a revelation will be made in the day of God, when hoarded treasures, and wages kept back by fraud, cry against their possessors, who were professedly good Christians, and flattered themselves that they were keeping the law of God, when they loved gain better than they loved the purchase of Christ's blood, the souls of men. Now is the time for all to work. What will many answer in the day of God, when he inquires, "What have ye done for me, who gave my riches, my honor, my command, and my life to save you from ruin?" The do-nothings will be speechless in that day. They will see the sin of their neglect. They have robbed God of the service of a lifetime. They have not influenced any for good. They have not brought one soul to Jesus. They felt content to do nothing for the Master, and they meet no reward, but eternal loss. They perish with the wicked, although they profess to be followers of Christ.